I really appreciate everybody staying behind. It's a very happy moment for the Chicago Bears and our fans. I'm going to announce a contract extension for Robbie Gould, our place kicker and record holder for the Chicago Bears. Just want to go through a little bit of the process of how we got to this Friday. You know, we entered into this season with very little cap room after the offseason that we had and the signings that we had through pro free agency. That little space that we did have, we had to hold back for an emergency fund in case we were to have injuries throughout the year. Obviously, we had to use some of that space for the number of players that we put on IR. As we worked through the year, as we got closer to the end of the season, we realized that we were going to have some leftover space on our cap. We kept an open mind throughout the course of the year to listening and talking to people. You know, I had announced at the beginning of the year that we weren't inclined to sign extensions, and that primarily was about our cap space at that time. We also wanted to very much focus in on the current season and not have it detracted in terms of players' focus due to the number of contracts that we had up to get sideways on the what's the most important mission is to win a championship. So for those two reasons, cap space and focus, we did not work towards contract extensions during the season. As I said, we came up with some space at the end of the year. We didn't use all the remaining emergency fund that we had. We were very open the last couple weeks of internally discussing the possibility of signing at least one player if we could find somebody that would fit into that equation. We were not aggressive in terms of our pursuit of those players. In this past week, Brian Mackler, Robbie's agent, approached us about the possibility of where his client is in this process. You know, how are we going to move forward? And we kind of talked it through and talked through where we were at, and we were able to come to a conclusion that that worked very well for Robbie and worked very well for the Chicago Bears and the Chicago Bears fans. So today, just shortly, a few minutes ago, we signed a four-year extension for Robbie to remain our place kicker now and into the future. I will say before I talk a little bit about Robbie's stats, which I think all of you are very familiar with, but I will highlight them, that my first meeting with Robbie was a very interesting meeting. We had a discussion a lot about things about the Chicago Bears, but the meeting ended on one note. I think we both agreed on what our vision was, and our vision was that together someday we would be hugging one another and had a big smile on her face and holding up that championship trophy. So the extension of Robbie Gould gives that some legs now and into the future, and very happy to announce that. Robbie is the most accurate kicker in Bears history. He's the third most accurate in the history of the NFL. Between 2005 and 2006, he set a team record of 26 straight makes. He's also, I found this a fascinating statistic, Robbie is a 90% field goal kicker accuracy-wise when we're behind. That says a lot about who he is as an athlete and his mental toughness and mental makeup. He's been at his best with it on the line. That includes 11 game-winning kicks, including a 38-yarder against Baltimore this past season. He's also this past season kicked his career-long and a Bears franchise record of 58-yarder against Cincinnati in the first game. More importantly about Robbie, I just want to talk to him about the type of person he is. I mean, obviously, you guys have had the opportunity to see that because you've been around the Bears continuously longer than I have from my jump from 04 back to now. He leads our efforts in the community. He's a treasure in terms of what he does for charity and his community work, and that really comes to fruition or to a head when you talk about the things that Robbie led going down to Washington in terms of tornado relief and spending some time down there with people and helping him through, which was a very difficult time in their lives. Just can't say enough about Robbie as a person, is about the athlete. He speaks of what we want as a Chicago Bear. Excellence on the field, excellence off the field. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Robbie and just say glad to have you.
I just want to start out first by thanking the McCaskey family and the Bears organization, specifically Phil Emery, Ted Phillips, Cliff Stein. This is an awesome opportunity, not only for my family to remain in Chicago, continue my career as a Bear, but, you know, I was probably one of the more outspoken guys in the beginning of training camp. I think everyone kind of knows that, but I think that this is a special day for a lot of reasons. When you get into what I consider the last part of your deal and you become a little bit of an older veteran, you kind of realize maybe what's more important when you have to sit around and think about where you want to be, places to go. So when we reached out to the organization and Phil, I thought it was important that I remain a Bear. I think it means a lot for my career. I think it means a lot to be able to do some things down the road individually, but also I think from if I'm going to hold a trophy up, I want to hold it up with the Chicago Bears. And I think Phil talked about that a little bit. And I think with the hiring of Mark Trestman and kind of the way the organization's going and the plan that Phil has, I think we have that opportunity here. And I want to obviously stay a Bear and continue to be a Bear. The only thing that I would tell you is what's up next? I don't know. I think maybe beat Manly's records as the longest tenured Bear one day. But this is a special day. I want to thank them for the opportunity. And it does mean a lot that I can continue my career as a Bear. And hopefully one day down the road I'll retire a Bear. Well, I think there's a lot that goes into that. Obviously, when you look back and you're going every week to figure out kind of talking to guys around the league, older guys that have been retired, to talk about what's important to the value of your career and kind of, well, what was it like when you left? Was it the right decision? Was it not the right decision? Talking to a couple of the older veterans on the team that have been around for a while, I really love the organization. I really love the city. I love being a Chicago Bear. I enjoy putting the uniform on every Sunday or Monday night or Thursday night, or whatever we're playing. It means a lot. You know, it means a lot to be in one jersey. It means a lot to continue your career in one jersey. There's not a lot of people and players in the National Football League that can say that they finished their career with one team, or you scored 1,000 points with one team. It's just unheard of. So I think in the end, you know, we reached a deal that was obviously very beneficial for both of us. And I think it makes a lot of sense for us together and collectively, because I think we have an opportunity here to do something down the road that could be very special. And I know Phil, from the start of our conversations, even in training camp going forward, it was always the conversation of I'll always listen to what's on the table whenever you're ready to talk and discuss a long-term contract. And I reiterated to him that I wanted to remain a Bear, just like I did to you guys the second day after the one article came out in training camp. And, you know, it's pretty special to be able to sit up here and talk to everybody about, you know, continuing your career as a Bear. And I know there's a lot of guys that might not be able to do that this season. And it's unfortunate because we have a lot of great guys in the locker room. And you know, I'm just happy that we were able to get something done, and I'm excited to, you know, remain a Bear. Well, I mean, the Bears gave me my first opportunity. I mean, there's a lot that obviously went into getting here before that happened, being cut twice, you know, trying to figure out, well, you're only supposed to be here for 3 weeks and kick extra points, to becoming a Pro Bowler, to playing in a Super Bowl, to becoming the highest paid kicker in the history of the National Football League, to the third highest field goal percentage kicker in the NFL. I mean, every day I come in here, I'm coming in to master my craft, as Coach Trestman says. I'm in here working hard every day in the weight room. You know, guys like Dave Tobin, Kevin O'Day really helped my career early on. Pat Manley, Adam Polish, Brad Maynard, all those guys, everyone who's blocked for me, they've all had some kind of what I would call impact on my career. I mean, I look at guys like Roberto Garza or Olin Krutz. You know, I want to lift like them. You know what I mean? I want to work out like Patrick Manley. You know, I want to study film, you know, like those guys study film. You know, it's kickers, yeah, you go out there, you step back twice, you step over to the left two times, you swing your leg, you kick, and you play for 5 seconds every game, you know, if you're lucky. But there's more to it than just that. You know, I've always come in here that I'm going to be the best that ever played the game, and I'm going to leave the best that ever played the game. And, you know, I think if you have that kind of attitude when you come in, and you're going to be successful, and hopefully that rubs off on some of the younger guys. And just because I signed a contract today doesn't mean that that work ethic's going to end. So, you know, I'm just excited to continue. Like I said, my career as a Chicago Bear, and hopefully it continues to be as successful as it's been with the help of so many guys. It's an awesome city. I mean, regardless of whether you're a kicker, you play for the Blackhawks, whether you play for the Bulls, whoever you are, it's such a great sports town. To be able to walk down the street and people could care less whether you play for any sports team, more so than, hey, you need to make this field goal, or, hey, why did you miss that field goal because you're on my fantasy team? It was a pretty tough one after the Minnesota game. I heard a lot of fantasy teams. But, you know, it's pretty special. It's a great city. Obviously, a lot of that weighed into the decision of, you know, reaching out to the Bears to see if we could get something done to stay here. You know, obviously, I love it here. My wife and I, we love it. She's from here, but more importantly, I think it's a great city to raise your kids in. I think it's a great city to be a part of, whether you're playing sports or whether you're just a non-sports tourist that wants to come here and hang out. There's so much to do. And honestly, at the end of the day, I couldn't see myself playing in another jersey. I just look funny in a different color, I think. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, like, it comes to a point where you have to figure out, you know, you're going to get a deal done early. I think we both reached a deal and we were under the understanding that it's going to be beneficial for both ends. I mean, obviously, you're not going to take a deal that's not fair. And, you know, I think the Bears did a great job of making sure that happened. And we agreed to a deal that was fair on both ends. That, like I said, we got something special here. You know, you got guys like Jay Cutler, you know, Devin Hester's, the Charles Tillmans, the Tim Jennings, James Anderson. You got a lot of guys that are up that, you know, if the deal that we struck gives a little bit of extra money to keep guys around, then I'm all for it. Because at the end of the day, all I want to do is win a championship. And hopefully we can start by doing that this weekend. You know, there's nothing more sweeter than beating the Green Bay Packers. You know, a couple years ago, we didn't get that done, and they beat us twice, and they won a Super Bowl. So they were 9-7 and won the Super Bowl. So if we win this one, we can get on a roll and see what happens. Listen, negotiation can go as fast as you want it to go. I mean, it's all about can you get on the same page? Do they have the same value or number in mind that you have? And I think realistically, it was probably the easiest negotiation I've ever been a part of. And, you know, I appreciate the Bears that, you know, they think that highly of me to get something done before the end of the season.